I read somewhere the other day, and I can't for the life of me remember where, that napping makes you smarter.
Yes.
Which means my husband should be a genius.
And we just don't have the napping culture in New Zealand and a lot of the Western countries.
I want to go to Spain. Let's go to Spain and sleep all afternoon and work at night.
It's a brilliant idea. I mean, what we do is we go mad crazy all morning, and then we have this massive big lunch, and then we're expected to sort of think and carry on. And this is when we sort of start to turn to coffee and chocolates and all those things to try and keep ourselves awake. When in actual fact, a nap would actually be one of the best things you can do to actually increase your energy and recharge you for the rest of the afternoon. And research backs this up, so that if you have a 10 or 20 minute nap, now any longer than that, it starts to affect potentially your sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually found with these little short naps that it doesn't affect your sleep at night, and you will actually sleep better if you have a little nap. And some companies now, some of the bigger organisations, are now creating napping rooms, and with great results apparently. So they have these organisations where they encourage people in the afternoon to, if you're not one for a nap, even just sitting down in a quiet dark room for 10 minutes, maybe reading a book or whatever, and trying to have a little bit of a sleep. If you're into meditation, that is, you know, the next best thing. And they found that people's productivity, happiness, and general health is actually better if you can have a little short nap in the afternoon. So there you go, don't feel guilty for sitting back and having a little bit of a sleep. My love can't do me no harm, and I feel nice, the sugar is fine.